Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Nun Gimel. Demai Daf Nun Gimel, and we continue in the sixth parak, Parak HaMakabel, all about Chokrim and Makablim, from a Goy, from a Jew, as we continue our travels through Yerushalmi Meseches Demai. Again, the Meseches Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for their sponsorship. So, we are towards the bottom of Nun Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara quoted the chilek between in a case where somebody is just a kablan for later in the process, right? Later in the process of just to gather in elixir bechitim, everything has grown already. So he said maybe there's a difference there because there's no chash of leaving Eretz Yisrael, barren. Which, by the way, is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Ramban. When the Ramban's Lashon of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we know famously the Rambam doesn't count it. Why doesn't he count it? Good question. Many different suggestions. Which mitzvah it is included in? According to Ruba Deruba of the Mefarshim, the Rambam does think that Yishev Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh, but he must include it in some other mitzvah, or he doesn't count it as a separate one of the 613. But there are many dinim that are d'oraisa that are not part of the 613. And it doesn't have a beferish tzivui in the Torah. Fine, we understand that. But the Ramban, very famously, counts it, mitzvah dalid, that he says, that he adds on to the Rambam. So in his Lashon, he says, the fourth mitzvah is, shenitztavino l'reshes haaretz, we are commanded to inherit Eretz Yisrael, and to live in Eretz Yisrael, asher nosan akel yisbarach v'yis'aleh, la'avosina la'avram l'yisrael Yaakov, that Hashem has given us, v'lo nazva biyad zulaseinu, and not to leave it in the hands of others, and min ha'umos o lishmama, or shmama, or desolation, right? Desolation, meaning even if one is not living there, every time there's a tree planted, every time we do something in the land in order to build up, plant a tree, a field, anything to make it not shmama, that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the Ramban. For Amar Lohem, that's what it says in Masay. For Rashim Esaretz Vishavtem Ba, Ki Lohem Nasati Esaretz Has Lareshes Osa, Vistachaltem Esaretz. So just getting every little morsel, he says, that's a mitzvah, not just a yud or a haftacha. Like the Rashi says there, it's a haftacha, but that's the Ramban's Lashon of Lishmama, and that's part of what our Gemara talks about, that the Chazal made this law in order shlo tavur Eretz Yisrael, so that the land is not left barren, because that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of settling every part of Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So that was the chilek that we made at the end of the shir. So now we have another part of that Tosefta that we just quoted, where the Tosefta describes a different case where a sharecropper only has a job for a separate section of time of the process. So kibel mimenu, last line, kibel mimenu sadeh liksar bishibalin, that's the girsa of the Mara Fulda. What if somebody is hired out to plant and to cut and to get them into bundles and then leave them? Meaning not to get them to the stage of what's called onas ha-maestros, where the chiyav of maestros kicks in. Just bishibalim, right? And the Mara Folder says, v'kivin sh'adayim lo nigbro malachton l'maeser, and since this hasn't been a gemar malacha for maeser, so then there's no chiyav yet, and therefore, as we'll see, the kablan is not going to have the responsibility. Let's just finish the words. Kibalan sadaliksar bishibalin. Anavim live sar basali anavim. Grapes to harvest in, put them in the baskets. Zesim live soak basali zesim. Adjust the olives, put them in the baskets. And that's it. Then leave. Mania kamoshahain. Even though we said earlier that there are certain cases where the kablan, mekabel, has to be mafrish or something from a goy. We said that's a machlokas chacham and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But here the Gemara avoda of the kablan was before the chiyuv of Shimon Zemaisrus, and therefore for sure he could just leave it. Good. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said back in the Mishnah at the beginning of our perek on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we say that you could just leave it there? That's only if you're paying him. And even the choker could just give, has to give truma. But I think this Rabbi Yehuda we said was going back on, that even the choker doesn't have to take off maestros, right? The choker could just take off truma, we said, because it can't leave the, threshing floor without taking off truma. But it doesn't have to go through all of the afrashas. When do we say all of these kulas? That means only if you're giving it from the same field and the same type. May osu asada, may osu amin. But if you're giving from a different field or a different type, Ma'aser v'nosin, then you have to take off full ma'isras. So the Gemara is going to expand on that. The Gemara first elaborates based on what we already have mafurish in the Mishnah, but the Gemara says it again. Hame oso hamin shalom yosa asada, me osa asada shalom yosa hamin ma'aser v'nosin lo. But what if it's a different type, but it's from the same field? It's the same field, but it's just a different type of what the choker is working in. Or it's the same type from a different field. Either of those, ma'aser v'nosin lo. Even that's not good enough, right? That's what our Mishnah says. You have to have both. You have to have the same field and the same type. Any of the other ones would appear, remember what we said, it appears like your Prias Chov, and you can't be Porea Chov with Tevel. Can't be Porea Chov with Tevel, right? That's what the assumption, the Tosfos in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin says that Beferish, that one is not allowed to sell Tevel or do anything with Tevel to a guy if it gives the impression of repaying a loan with Tevel. Repaying a loan with Tevel, that's a form of Hana'ah. One is not allowed to get Hana'ah. So, as we will see. Okay, so Meosa Asadish Lo Meosa Min Masa V'Nosilo. So our Mishnah sounds like you need both. Same field, same type. One second, Tani Rabbi Chia, but we have a Braisa, the Rabbi Chia says, Meosa Asadah, if it's only one factor. Same field. Meos asada, if it's from the same field, bein meoso amin bein mi minacher, tori minosin lo. Even if it's a different type, it's okay. It's okay, you can give back to the guy. And without taking off maestros, why would that be? So one of two options. Either it, as long as it's from the same field, it doesn't appear like a Prias Chov. It's the same field. So Prias Chov means you're going from somewhere else and it gives the appearance of you're repaying a different type of debt. But here, you're giving him from the field that you're working in. Right, even if it's from a different type. Or you might say, again, and they both go together, they're not mutually exclusive, as long as you're getting it from the same field, you can view it as this was always his. This was always his. Like we spoke about Brera a little bit in 2 days ago, Shir. Right? This was always his, and therefore that's not Nira Kimilva. So, as long as it's from the same field, Torim, all you have to do would be Torim Minosin Lo. Meisod Acheres, but it's from a different field, Bein Meoso Hamin Bein Min Acher Maaser Minosin Lo. But it's from a different field, so then even if it's from the same type, you have to be fully maaser, because it appears like a Prias Chov. So stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya. Our Mishnah says that you need two factors. You need same type and same field in order to just have to be Torim. But either of those missing, so then we would have to say you have to be maaser. He, the Kaplan, would have to be maaser. While the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya says, no, there's only one factor, same field. Even if it's a different type, same field would be good enough. Stira. So the Gemara says, it's a machlokes tanaim. But nisa, Kershuva Gamliel, Mishnah, like we said earlier, the Mishnah in the other line reflects the sheet of Kershuva Gamliel, so it must be that this also is like Kershuva Gamliel, madatani, Rabbi Chia kechachamim. And what Rabbi Chia said in that brisa is kechachamim. That's the chachamim shita. Fine. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Do we really accept that? Rabbi Chia would be going against the Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was so saying the Mishnah like Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Chiya would argue on that. Upliga. And he would argue, look at the Mara Folda, Bitmiya. V'chipalig Rabbi Chiya Arebi, Shesider HaMishnah, V'shanak Rabbi Gamliel. Would Rabbi Chiya argue with Rebbe on, when he was Masada, the Mishnah, and he said it's like Rabbi Gamliel, V'lama Shona Huk Rabbanan. Why would he be shown like the Rabbanan if Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi already said it like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? In other words, the Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya was a Talmud, and therefore he would never argue on a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah, the Mishnah has authority. Mishnah has authority. So therefore, we'll get back to that. Let's just do the answer. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. There must be a different answer. Must be a different answer to the Stira. Again, the question being, the Mishnah gives the impression that he could only pay back and just do be a Torim if it's the same type and the same field. Well, the Braisa says, no, it just goes by the field. And the Gemara tried to say it's a machlokas tanam. No, it can't be. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. It must be an ukimta. Really, the rule is that even a different type would be okay if it's the same field, like the Braisa says. But the Mishnah is talking about a specific case. Asinan masnisan, take out that masni. Asinan masnisan b'makam ploni. It's a specific case. Makam ploni nagu lasos saorim kiflayim b'chitim. Right, it's the same area that the chitim would go. There would be double the amount of saorin. So when the worker has to pay, he's going to be giving back double saorin. If he pays in barley, then he has to be giving back double. So in that type of case, where you're giving back a different type, it looks still looks like a milveh. It looks like you're giving back double and more, and that's why you would have to be ma'aser beforehand. Normally, if you give it back a different type, the same amount, does give a funny, negative, wrong impression, then you don't have to be ma'aser, just have to be torim. But here, where you're going to give back double, ma'datani, so that's why you would have to be ma'aser beforehand. Ma'datani, Rabbi Chiya, b'makam shenagu laso sa'orim, skip the next word, kachitim, right? Rabbi Chiya is talking about a case where it's equal, the barley and the wheat, and therefore that's why one factor, just the factor of the same field, would be enough. Good. The emphasis of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and the Ksivas HaMishnah, obviously Ksivas HaMishnah was a major stage in our history. This is Machlokas, we've shown him some point there. Rashi, the Rambam, did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi really write down the Mishnah, or did he just organize it to be written down, and for a couple of generations after him, it was still being finalized until it was finally put together? Okay, discussion, but either way, he gets the credit for the Mishnah. But we know, like Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara here says, Rabbi Chiya would never argue on the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah itself was a major halachic event in terms of authority, right? Not just in terms of importance to remember the Torah, but in terms of authority. We mentioned, I think, a couple of days ago, a week or so ago, we mentioned that Rabbi Chanan at the end of Bava Basra, where he quoted Reb Chaim, that technically an Amora can argue on a Tana, but that he wouldn't. Right, that's how he interprets the Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Mamrim. The Chazon Ish, I think we mentioned this, couldn't believe it. The Chazon Ish says, no, that's not what the Kesef Mishnah means. The Kesef Mishnah means says that they wouldn't because they couldn't, because they knew they would never get to the MS at the earlier stages, because the Ksivas HaMishnah represented a major authoritative stage of our halachic history. It's even alluded to, according to two of the great Achronim, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Zayin, it's also in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that the world's going to be 6,000 years long. 6,000 years long. How do you get 6,000 years? The Gemara says, Shnei Alafim, Shesh Alafim, Shana Havei Alma. Shnei Alafim Tohu, 2,000 years will be Tohu, nothingness. Shnei Alafim Torah, 2,000 years will be Torah. Shnei Alafim Yemos HaMashiach. And 2,000 years would be days of Mashiach, maybe days that Mashiach can come from the year 4,000. So from the year 4,000, Mashiach can come. What about at the year 2,000? Right, that's when, at the year, let's start this way. At the year 2,000, Tohu ended and Torah started. What happened at the year 2,000? Something significant? So some of Farshim point out, that's when Avram Avinu turned 52. One of the stages that he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was going out and spreading the word of God and monotheism. So that was the year 2000. So you could say up until that point there was Tohu, there was nothingness, nobody recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now Avraham Avinu started at the year 2000. What about the year 4000? Right, did Torah end and Yemos HaMashiach start? So Rashi says, La Dafka, Rashi and Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, Torah did not end. It just means, it just says 2000 because it wants to be parallel to the first 2000. Va'aydi ta'amar shnei alafim tohu, kamar shnei alafim Torah. Velo shetich la Torah achar shnei alafim. Right, that's not what it means. But if you look at the Marsha there, Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, if you look at the Torah Tamima, also in Bereishis and Perakid Beis, they both say the same idea, that the year 4000 was just about the time of Ksivas HaMishnah, about 172 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban Bayis Sheni, and if that's true, so that is maybe where Torah ended. What do you mean Torah? Not Talmud Torah, but certain principles of Torah that were all created and revealed by the Mishnah and by the Ksivas HaMishnah, so that ended. V'nira, I'll read it from the Marsha. Marsha Sanhedrin Sadi Zayin. V'nira l'farish tadvarim kipashtan. Ki be'emes achar shagalu Yisrael galus gemura ein bahem Torah. Ki dechsiv malka v'sareha bagoyim ein Torah. V'kol makom kufayim be'ishanim achar ba'isheni mikri yadayim yeshnos Torah. For a little while, a couple of decades, 170 years after the Churban, we still call it Torah. Ki oz hayudor hatanoim. The Adayin lo nizdaldulu hayeshivos, aracha shemes Rebbe, v'gavar hagalus, v'rabu hatzaros, v'kalu yimei hatorah. That's the Marsha. U'misham ve'elach mitoch hagalus v'hatzaros, v'kalos osman roi lovo Mashiach, yimei chevli Mashiach mikri. So you see that the Torah, there was a stage, and that the Chazon Ish also says that, he argues with that Reb Chaim, that one cannot argue on the argue on the Mishnah, that Amram cannot argue on the Mishnah. It's not just a something that they wouldn't do, but that they couldn't do. And that's how the Chazon Ish interprets the Kesef Mishnah in the second parak of Hilchos Maariv. Again, his words themselves aren't 100% clear, right? The Kesef Mishnah says, "V'efshar lomar shemiyom chasimas haMishnah kimu v'kiblu shedoras haAchronim lo yachloku al harishonim." So what is lo yachloku? Wouldn't or couldn't? That's the unclear. Lo yachloku. V'chein asu gam chasimas haGemara shemiyom shenechtem alonita reshus l'shem adam lachok aleha. He adds that that's not our topic now in terms of Chasimas HaTalmud. Chasimas HaTalmud also, now that I argue on the Gemara. That's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Choshe Mishpan, and Simon Chafei says, you can't argue on the Gemara. Right? Achronim, Rishonim, can't argue on the Gemara. Right? If a Posek is allowed to say something, if it appears to him in a certain way, it can't be against the Gemara. Okay, so that's why Rabbi Chiya, we pointed out, would not argue on the Mishnah, on the Stam Mishnah, and therefore it must be that come up with a different answer, which the Gemara came up with a different answer. Really, fundamentally, again, the Brisa says one factor is enough, meaning which factor? The same field. If you have the same field, then the Choker only has to be Torim and not Ma'aser. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where the barley is double in the same space as the Chitim, and therefore he's going to have to give back double in barley, and that gives the impression of a Prias Chov. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Hachoker Sadam and Anafri Ma'aser. So now the Gemara is bothered why in the Mishnah, if somebody is Choker from a Nachri and Choker from a Jew, different Lashonos are used. Choker from a Jew, the Mishnah said on the second line, Toreim V'nosein Lo. Take off Truma. Just Truma. Really, fundamentally, you don't have to take off because you're giving it to a Jew. But, as we explained, on the Mishnah, we don't like anything leaving the threshing floor without being Nitram first, and therefore it has to be Torim, but he could deduct it. He could deduct it from what he has to give the landowner. So, but the language is Torim v'nosei lo, while from a guy, it's Ma'aser v'nosei lo. Right? So what's the difference in the Lashonos? Why is that? Says the Gemara, Ha'cha at Omer Torim v'nosei lo, here, from a Jew, earlier in the Mishnah, it says, Torah v'nosein lo, v'ko, and here, in the Seif of the Mishnah, from a Goy, ata omer, ma'aser v'nosein lo. Why by a Goy do you have to be ma'afrish more? Right? The choker has to be not only truma, but ma'aser. Trumas and ma'aser, it's all hafrasha. Why by a Goy is it more? So, 2 days in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This we mentioned, the Chavraya saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kansu Chachamim, Bechoker min Agoyim, Velo Kansu Bechoker min Yisrael. We have a fine. What's the fine? The fine is that we want to get these lands back into Jewish hands. And therefore, if we make the Choker be mafresh everything, he's not going to want to do it. And therefore, he's just not going to become a Choker. And then all the landowners, the non-Jewish landowners are going to like, where's our help? Where's our chokrim? And they're not going to have any chokrim. So that's going to force them and encourage them to just sell it. Just sell the land to the Jews. And that's the knas. And that knas only obviously makes sense if it's min hagoyim. And that's why they have to be maaser everything. From a Jew, it's already owned by a Jew. So there's no knas that's involved. And therefore, just the idea that I just mentioned earlier about being Torim, because we don't want to have anything leaving the threshing floor without Trumas. That is the first day, the Chavraya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, the Knas of the Chachamim. The Chachamim have the power to make Knasos. Right? They have the power to institute laws. That, of course, is the license is given to them even in the Torah. Even in the Torah, the license is given to them, and that's Lo Sasser. Do not turn away, right? Vasu Mishmeris L'Mishmarti, the Chazal Darshan, on that pasuk, that they have the ability to make a Mishmeris, to make guards for the Torah. They can make Dinim Drabanan, besides interpreting the Dinim Daraisa, but they can make guards to interpret the Torah, and we have to listen to them based on the principle of Lo Sasser. Interesting machlokes, well-known machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim in the first parak that Lo Sasser includes Dinim Daraisa, Torah Shebal Peh, and even Minhagim, but including Dinim Drabanan. Rabbanan says, if I violate and lighting Hanukkah candles or Shabbos candles, which are all Drabanan, so then I violate the Issur Daraisa of Lo Sasser. And the Ramban asked the question of what about the principle of Sabi Drabanan Lakula? According to the Rambam, if every Drabanan is a Daraisa, really, every Drabanan you have to follow, and if you don't, you violate Lo Sasser Daraisa, so then how do you ever have the principle of Sabi Drabanan Lakula? You're not sure about if you made a bracha rishonis. That's a Savi Drabanan. So we say, Lekula, Savi brachas lahakel. But what second? But it's really a Savi Daraisa. So you give a Lo Sasser. Right? So how do we get out of that problem? So the Rishonim already, the Drushas Haran, in one line, says, well, maybe And the Kiryat Sefer says this, the Megillat Esther, maybe Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. Chazal only meant their laws to exist in cases of Vadai. The second, it's a Safek, so then it falls away totally. It falls away, but Torah is Vadai. The Rabban has that in one line. Also, he suggests this for the Rabban. The Kiryat Sefer, the Ma'bid, also says maybe a different answer, that maybe Lo Sasser, according to the Rambam, is only when it's done out of a Maisa Mered, that recognizing and denying the fact that the Rabbanan have the authority to make laws. Shekol mi she'ena shomea kol ra'asa, nel shecholik al ikir ho ra'aso. Not stam that you don't do it because you're tired or you're lazy. You're cholik al ikir ho ra'aso. Right? You're cholik, you do not think that they have the ability to make such laws. So that's where the Rambam says lo sasser. Not stam not doing an aveira drabat, not doing a mitzvah drabanan. Stam because of laziness, not because they don't think the Rabbanan could have the authority to make this loss. That's not included in Lo Sasser. That's included in Lo Sasser. The Meshechachma, we mentioned this very often in other Shiurim, the Meshechachma in Shoftim expands on the first idea about Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu, and that is when it comes to Dinta Oraisa, it's like Suffolk poison. Right? Suffolk poison, and therefore you have to be Machmir. When it comes to Dinta Rabbanan, the Rabbanans are focused mostly on the Gavra, and therefore the Rabbanan can't change the atoms of an item, right? But they could tell you what normative practice should be, what you should or shouldn't do. So if I have a suffix about a Drabbanan, that's not a suffix about something inherent in the Chefza, and that's why one could be Mekel. He gives the mashal of Morid B'Malchus, that and the Rabbanan are called Melachim, that it says Morid HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care about the content, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu just cares that you listen to the king. So to hear that you listen to the Rabbanan, that is what the din is, and therefore when it's a case of Safik, you're not listening to the Rabbanan, and therefore it is okay. That is all within the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban himself has an important Shita. The Ramban says, okay, the Rabbanans are not included in Lo Sasser. So then the question comes up, according to the Ramban, so what's the source? Everybody jumps on the Rambam. Go to the Ramban. Then what's the source that I have to listen to the Rabbanan in terms of they're making dinim d'Rabbanan? Right? What's the source for that? So Rabbi Chanan writes, that's what's called the fifth Shulchan Aruch, that's what's called Ratzon Hashem. Meaning it's obvious, if the Rabbanan have the power to make laws, right, that's for sure in the Torah, right? They have the power to make laws, so then Asu Mishveres L'Mishmarti, so then obviously one has to listen to them. Because what would be the purpose of making a law if there is no chiyah for Bnei Yisrael to listen to it? So that's what Rabbi Chana writes in the Kovetz Shirim in the second Chelek, Kuntris Divrei Sofer. Here, specifically regarding the Chachamim's power in this context, where they're machalik between Minagoyim, and again, here they made the Knas because we want to encourage the Goyim to sell the fields back to the Jews. It could be related to Hefker Bezen Hefker, which is a specific monetary law power that they have, which is a big discussion in the Rishonim already. The Gemara quotes two sources for this, right? One pasuk in Ezra, one pasuk in Yoshua. There might even be a difference halacha lamaisa between the psukim. There's a machlokas Rishonim that the Rashba connects to these two psukim. Whether Hefker Bezen Hefker just means they're allowed to be mafkir, but could they also be makneit, take it from Reuven and give it to Shimon? So again, this is in the world of monetary law. The Rabbanan have special power. So this isn't really monetary law, but it has to do with properties. It has to do with properties that they're making a fine to force you to give, to force you to be mafresh, so that you wouldn't want to be a choker, so that the guy would eventually sell it to you. Okay, there's a lot more there, but let's continue for now. Says the Gemara. So again, we have the first day in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, what's the question we're trying to answer? Why is it that when somebody is choker from a guy, the Mishnah says you have to take off, the choker has to take off all maestros. And if he's choker from a Jew, only truma, and the rest you can leave for the landowner. So the Chavraya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's a knas. And the knas is to encourage people, the Goyim, to sell their field to the Jews. So obviously, that only is warranted when there is a non-Jewish owner. Rabbi La, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi La, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, different from the name of Rabbi Yochanan, gives a different answer. Tafsa midas hadin b'chokem in a goy, v'lo tafsa b'chokem in Yisrael. Midas hadin, the technical chiyuv, only applies full by chokem in a goy. Why? Because the goy is not going to be mafresh. Let's take a step back. Explain the Mefarshim, the Maharaf Olda, and others. This opinion is holding Ein Kinyan La'akin Lotz of Kimidei Maisrus. Right? Even if a guy owns it, that doesn't take away the Kedusha, and there's a Chiv of Shumas and Maisrus. And if that's true, if I give it back to the guy, he's not going to be taking off Shumas and Maisrus. So if I don't take off Shumas and Maisrus, then the Kohen and the Levi are going to be losing. Right, and that's the problem here. That's the problem. Look at the Mara Folda. Tafsa Midas Hadin Desvirale. Kimanda Amar Ein Kinyan L'Goy Be'eretz Yisrael. There's no Kinyan to uproot the Kedusha. Umin Hadin Chayev La'aser. And really, there's a Chiyav Maestras here. And right now, a Jew has the opportunity. A Jew is the sharecropper. The Ein Agoy Ma'aser, and the Goy is not going to be Ma'aser for sure. V'havi Le Kaporea Chovo Bimaos. Coin of a levy. And therefore, if the guy's not going to do it, and I'm giving it to a guy, it's as if I'm using the coin and the levy stuff to repay something that I owe the guy. That's why when it's chokim in a guy, he even has to be ma'aser and not just torim. So that's what it means. Midas tafsa midas hadin. The midas hadin is that the coin and the levy are supposed to get some here. There's afresh shumas and maestros that need to be done, and if the guy's not going to fulfill it, then I have to fulfill it before I give it back to him. But in a case where it's choker from a Jew, so I have to be toreim, based on the din that we said, that you can't have anything leaving the threshing floor without truma being taken off. But the other maestros, I can rely on him. And even if he's an Amma Aretz, Rav Amma Aretz Ma'asrin Hain. And therefore I don't have to do anything any more than that. Good. So now the Gemara says, Matisa Messiah Ledein, Matisa Messiah Ledein. We have a brisa that supports each one. So today's daf only is the first one. But the girsos are flipped, right? Which one are we going to do today? Masisa Messiah Le, Rebbe La. We're going to switch the girsa to Rebbe La. Rebbe La is the second day. Second day here who said, what's the reason that from a guy you have to be Ma'aser totally? From a Jew, only Torah. What's the difference? So Rebbe La said, because Tafsa Midas Hadin, a guy is not going to take it off, and you're going to be Ma'aser the Kodem de Levim. So we have a brisa that supports Rebbe La. Hachoker Sada Min Yisrael. We switched the girsa. Right, a lot of girsa switching, but as we've said, that's what Yerushalmi is about. You got to follow the Mefarshim. So Achoker Sada Min Yisrael. If I Achoker Sada from Yisrael, which again, remember the Mishnah said, the first opinion in this brisa, Torim and Osein Lo. All you have to be is Torim. If it's from a Yisrael, we're Torim and Osein Lo. But there's another daya in the brisa. Rabbi Meir Omer Maaser and Osein Lo. Rabbi Meir said, no, you got to do everything. So that daya makes sense according to which svara. How could there be an opinion out there that says, no, he has to do everything? If it's the shita of the first opinion of Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan at the Knas doesn't make any sense. So that can't be the basis for Rabbi Meir. The Knas is that you want to get it that the non-Jew is going to sell it to a Jew. But here we're talking about a Jewish owner. So how could you even have another opinion according to Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan? That's the raya for Rebbe La. Harabbanan Amrim, let's read it. Harabbanan Amrim, Kansu Chachamim, Bechokim and Agai. But didn't we say that the reason is that there's a Knas Chachamim? That's what you said, the Chavraya? V'lo Kansu Chachamim, Bechokim Yisrael? V'yesh Knas B'Yisrael? Does it make sense to be Kones? If a Jew owns it, the whole Knas is to get the non-Jew to sell it to a Jew. So if a Jew already owns it, then how could there even be an opinion like Rebbe Meir that would say ma'aser v'nosin lo, which is all about motivating him to sell it. You don't need to sell it; it's owned by a Jew. Ella, it must be. That's exactly. It must be like the other opinion, like Rabbi La. Ella ha hachni rabbanan. This is what the rabbanan in the Mishnah, basically in the Brisa, are saying to Rabbi Meir. Amri tafasa midas hadin b'choker miyisrael. Right, you are saying that midas hadin even applies to choker miyisrael. Rabbi Meir ma'aser v'nosin lo. Meaning why? Meaning, why should the choker have to take off all Shumas and Maestras? Right? When it comes to a guy, fine, he's not going to be mafsid Shumas and Maestras, and he's going to be mafsid the Kohen and the Levi, and that is why we make the choker do it. But why should, if you're getting it from Yisrael, why should the choker have to do everything? Why are we forcing him to be mafresh? Just let him do Torim and let the Balabayas do Afrasha? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Meir Amar in. You can understand. You know, maybe it still looks like Priyas Chov. It still looks like Priyas Chov if you're giving back the stuff. I mean, there's something to talk about according to Rabbi La's opinion within whether you want to say there's somebody that's going to be Machmir and tell him he has to go off all of Maestros. But if it's based on the Knas, then for sure there is nothing to talk about, and therefore there is... this brisa seems to be a raya to Rabbi La and a kasha on the Chavraya. The next Braisa is going to be, we're going to switch the Girsa again, but it's going to be a Raya to the Chavraya in that regard. Hefker Bezen Hefker, just getting back that, to that for a minute. Hefker Bezen Hefker, we said there's a machlokas whether it's a Dinda Raisa or a Dinda Rabbanan. But the Rashbin at Shuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Tavshin Ayin Hey says it's a din daraisa. It's learned out from the pasuk, right? From Yoshua Ela Hanachlos. Interesting. He quotes the pasuk in Yoshua and not Ezra, right? It'd be harder to be daraisa if it's learned out from the pasuk in Ezra. But in Yoshua, they're both Nevi'im. One's Nevi'im, one's Ksuvim. Maybe Yeshua is closer, but he quotes the pasuk. And the Lavush also holds that it's when reflection, is the Rashba saying that there's a machlokas tanoim, whether it's a dinda raisa or a dinda rabbanan? He only dafka quotes one of the psukim. The Chacham Sofer also assumes in a tshuva that it is daraisa. Others argue that it might be drabbanan. There's a beautiful thought that Dvar Avram writes a lot about Hefker, Bezen Hefker. In the first piece, in the Dvar of the Kovner Rav, Rav Shapiro, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, he talks a lot about Hefker, Bezen Hefker. He talks about it's a din of, not a psak. It's just part of the authority of Bezdin of Hilchus Srara Umalchus. And he quotes Raya's to this. It's part of a functioning society to be able to have government, to be able to make laws. But not Petoris Psak. So he talks a lot about that in that first piece. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Demai Nun Gimel. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Demai Nun Dalet.